I've lived here seemingly forever, over 50 years. I come to Petersburg after I got discharged from the service in 1966. Always heard about how great it was. I figured I'd want to raise a family here. And I got my credentials and I worked on the ferries for 25 years. And I just like living here. I like the people. I don't necessarily like the weather, but we had a good summer, so the payback has always got to happen sooner or later. So I had a certain number of people I supervised on the ferries when I worked on the ferries, anywhere from 2 to 6. And I was the first engineer, and I liked it. Running a ship is great once you get away from the dock. I don't know what else I could say. I've been on this committee for 3 elections, if I remember right. And I felt when I got on it that it was something that I could do in a small way that maybe people might benefit. And so that's what I do.
So why are you interested in serving on the Public Safety Board? You kind of just answered that question. But
well, they need somebody to serve on it. But like I say, serving on a Public Safety Board, it's a small way that I can do something, and hopefully people will benefit. And there's a couple items that I've brought up years gone by, things that I seen needed to be addressed here in town, and I put up a squawk on the board, and lo and behold, they were addressed. Somewhat gratifying to see. You can actually get lucky once in a while.
Are there any particular projects or safety concerns that you want to address?
Well, I haven't been out around town looking lately. I've been kind of under the weather. As of right now, nothing I could say because I haven't been out seeing what could be improved.
The borough code says the role of the Public Safety Board is to advise the fire department, the police department, and the assembly on matters of public safety. I'm curious how you see yourself working with those groups moving forward.
Well, they need people that understand what they're working with and what the ramifications are when it's going to come to a vote and you're not looking at this year or 5 years down the road as far as facilities or libraries, fire halls, swimming pools. You're looking at 25 to 40 years probably, and that's pretty important. And you need people that will look down the road and see and maybe make adjustments in their attitude or what they see and discuss it with other people. And ultimately, it'll be discussed and through the democratic process, hopefully it'll be addressed. That's about all I can say.
Is there anything else you want to add?
Well, not right now, but I can think of a half a dozen things when I get home, probably.